This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
I'm really angry, and I'm right in being angry. For clarification's sake, being angry and sinning not, as the Bible instructs, is less about the level of anger and more about the what we are angry about. I'm very confident that what I'm angry about allows for a very righteous anger. My home state of New York recently passed a bill allowing for basically any type of abortion you can imagine. I'm not going to dive into those details as they're available anywhere. But in summary, killing babies under this new law is permissible at just about any point in pregnancy and for almost any reason. Further, failed abortions are now permitted to be completed outside of the womb. Unreal, disgusting, and barbaric. Of course, this is all in the name of progressivism, women's health, and a whole bunch of absolute baloney. It is evil, period. But here's what I'm really bothered about. Where is the church? It is absolutely cowardly for evangelical clergy not to address this issue. Stand against such progressivism and speak out. No longer can evangelicals claim to be obedient to Scripture, use their platforms for social justice awareness and being the hands and feet, yet pay no attention to the murder of the unborn. Why is it that our pulpits and church programs cover almost every other issue and not abortion? My guess, because everyone agrees that helping the poor is good, as it's popular and universally agreeable, and it's nice to be liked. But see, abortion is divisive, and we don't want to offend anyone. Where in the world did this idea of being liked come from, or making sure not to offend anyone? Liberal Christians love to point out what Jesus did when it fits their narrative, but rarely do they point out that he was incredibly divisive, incredibly challenging, and willing to call out just about anyone. Biblical illiteracy, liberal activism, popularity, and a fear of anything controversial have permeated the church, and now we are faced with the results. At least our Catholic brethren have continued to fight the evil of abortion while evangelicals have gone silent on it. So my question to you, Christian, is when is enough enough? At what point are you going to wake up, get active, speak up, and get involved in socio-political issues? You cannot stay silent. You cannot sit on the sidelines and let someone else fight. Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. There is no neutral. If abortion is murder, and it is, are you okay with saying nothing? Really? Politics is life, like it or not. You can no longer say you live above politics or think that somehow political alignment and activity taints your perfect Christian persona. You must focus on the issues and who is for or against those issues. Progressive liberalism brings all types of evil along with it. Do you have the courage to stand up to it? For me, enough is enough. Will you put your all on the altar?
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.